This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Leachy back to pass. Look at that arm. He's got a man. It is complete. Go Barisi to the outside. Touchdown, Dalers. Another big play for Farmingdale.
And with that, Farmingdale goes to 5-0 on the season. They beat Freeport last night, 41-32. Game wasn't that close. That's our buddy Dylan Butler from Varsity Media on the call. Leachy 5-5, a buck 04, and 2 touchdowns. Sims, it's good to be back, man. How'd you get through last week with Kamala?
Hey, man, it worked out well. We had a good time. You know, Jimmy was pumped. He was jacked up on Mountain Dew for sure for being on the show. Yeah, it was a good time, though. We had fun.
The studio's a mess.
He's like a little kitty cat. You know, all he does is just, you know, he goes around, he makes a mess over here, makes a mess over there.
He has a lot more notes than I have, right?
Oh, my God.
Notes everywhere.
Notes for days. And there's some system to the madness.
Don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it either, but he could be talking about something and do this. And then find his papers.
It's
unreal. Yeah, it's
ridiculous. You sent me a picture when we were away in Aruba.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And I sent it out this morning of Cavallo behind the scenes. So go on a quick 60, and that's on Twitter. Yeah. It's very funny
to see
Cavallo
behind
the scenes.
Sorry, Jimmy. That was really just meant to be between us three. But, of course, as everyone knows out there, as soon as you share something with Michael Quick, it'll be on the show.
What movie did you and Jay Money go see yesterday?
We actually ended up didn't go. Yeah,
you watched the Rutgers game?
Yes.
Oh, we'll get into that in a little bit.
I don't want to talk about that. They're actually
did Burton Catholic get rid of those black jerseys yet? Did you guys address that last week on the show? What are we doing, Sims?
We didn't, no.
17-game win streak?
I don't like that either, where you start a game in one uniform, and then instead of prepping in the locker room and getting your mind right,
you're changing.
You know, you're focused on getting into a new uniform that you've never even worn before. You know, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of all that trickery. Just show up in the new uniforms. You know?
For those of the people listening up there in White Plains, if you want to give us a text or a call, 1-800-919-3776, we will break down the big Iona Stepanak. But more important, after this show, you're going home to the mansion. I need to find a diner up in White Plains. So if anybody knows of a good diner in White Plains, call. Email, text, whatever. Get in touch with me. I need a diner.
Email.
MSG's got another weekend of high school football. Tune in today at 1 p.m. as Iona Prep takes on Stepanak. That's starting today at 1 on MSG Networks. And Jimmy Cavallo, the voice of the high school game of the week, along with his buddy Matt, you guys will be calling that game today. So we got that out of the way. Now, it is a call-in show. I love these people out there who kill us. You know, we go on. We'll talk about anything you want, Sims. Anything. But then you get these people
some degree. Yeah, we won't talk about anything.
Well, no, we can't talk about what we talk about in the commercial.
That's right. Yeah.
No, that's not good. But one thing that kills us is when people are, oh, you don't talk about us. Oh, you only talk about this. It's a call-in show. Call the show. 1-800-919-3776.
And listen, you know, we have Twitter. We have Instagram. We have all these. Well, actually, you don't have that, but
I have Twitter, Sims.
You have Twitter, but it's just go ahead. Hey, send us a message. Send us information about a player that you think needs to be discussed or 100%. A coach or anything statistically or fun fact, anything. It doesn't matter to us, and we're not sensitive.
Harv, hit me with some music here. Here we go.
Well,
Jacob Skonza with 8 seconds left last night as Riverdale. Down 13 going into the fourth quarter, beats Aramapo 28-27. Skonza was terrific in the game as Dell goes to 3-3 on the year, 18 of 24, a touchdown pass, 2 rushing touchdowns. So that's 2 losses in a row for Aramapo. So now you start to look at the whole playoff picture and everything like that. Could they be on the road in the quarterfinals? You don't know. 2 losses.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the season, you know, really it doesn't matter. The biggest thing is just kind of finding your groove and hitting that, you know, that streak at the right time, you know. And I think Landon DePrima has done a good job of replacing Jack Russer, you know, during Jack Russer's injury, his ankle injury. I think he will be back this coming week, and he has performed well despite the fact that Jack hasn't been in. But, yeah, unfortunately, they have had 2 losses, 2 tough losses to, I think, really good football teams that, even though their records don't speak for that.
If you right now, Sims, right now had to pick the player of the year in the Tri-State, who would it be?
Ian Strong. Yeah.
We will talk to Ian Strong's coach, Joe Manucci, the St. Anthony ball coach, in the second segment.
It's just the best player that I've seen.
He is terrific.
He's a difference maker. And he plays both sides of the football, too. He's not just like a one-trick pony, which I, you know, really enjoy.
We'll break down Iona Prep and Stepanak. Plus, we have four picks today at the end of the show.
Oh, I like it.
I struggled last week, Sims. I wasn't focused. I was in Aruba.
Yeah.
The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by All American Ford Auto Group, the number one auto Ford group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. I started to throw my paper away, and I was like, wait a minute, calm doesn't sound right. Net.
Dot net.
So last week, I start getting texts in the afternoon in Aruba.
Yeah.
Jackie was in doing her hair or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
I was like, oh, let me get a little look here. It's like all of a sudden this whole Iona Prep thing, right? St. Anthony beats him.
Yeah, and unbelievable then, game.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And then I get a text from our buddy Tommy Monahan.
Right.
Right. And he's like, I need a Mike Quick Tri-State Top 10. I'm like, Tom, I don't do one. He goes, no. You need to do one.
Yeah.
I said, Tom, I don't think it's relevant right now because
And thanks, Tom. He made
a segment.
He made a segment.
Harv, give me a little music here. Here we go. This is going to make people happy or piss people off. Don't really care. All right, Sims.
Which list do I go with?
You
is my
go
question.
First. You made a lot of lists, so that's
I made
out
three
theater.
Lists,
okay.
And each time I made significant changes, and
okay.
That's a whole other discussion.
Now, do you want me to jump in as you go along?
Let's go back and forth, like 10 through 1, me and you. You go 10.
We're stuck.
You want to do that? No?
I'd like to usually I like to go backwards, but I'd like to start at one because of
oh,
one team.
Oh, you want
team.
To start at one. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So my number one team is Don Bosco Prep.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. Don Bosco, I think, just has the most balanced team out of all the teams that we're looking at. I think offensively, defensively, they're getting healthier. They're strong in the trenches. So I think they just do a lot of good things, you know, on all three sides of the football. That allow them to be the number one team.
I want to go back to the fourth play of the season, Sims.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. They're playing that team from out of the area. Can't even really remember. Archbishop Gibbons, maybe. I don't know. Now, they're supposed to have the best offensive line in the tri-state.
Right.
First down, Minucci, little play action, 7 yards. Next down, 1 yard gain on a run. Next yard, next play, 1 yard gain. It's fourth and one on their own 29. The season is 92 seconds old. Go for it! Go for it. I do not think Don Bosco found their identity until Bergen Catholic 2 weeks ago on the corner of Forest and Oradell when they said, we're just going to smash you. And
yeah.
I think their identity, but their identity had to be developed on the fourth play of the season. It took 5 games too long, but now they found it.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, it doesn't matter when you find it. They found
oh,
it.
Oh, no, Sims, it does.
It does in the fact of, like, before the playoffs, for sure.
Good
you
point.
Know, and I say with that, you know, again, they're a team that is streaky. They've beaten Bergen. They've beaten St. Peter's in 2 weeks in a row. I think that they have gone through a little bit more of a gauntlet than a lot of these other teams through their schedule, you know, with Edgewater down there in Florida. Like,
yep.
I think that was a tough loss. Losing to Iona, who we know is a good football team. But Iona matches up very well against Don Bosco. So that was an interesting one that they could have easily won and didn't. And even Coach Spagnuolo even admitted, he goes, listen, if we play Bosco 10 times, we probably only win one or two of them. You know, and I agree with that. I think if they played again, Bosco would not lose to that football team. So that's why they're the number one team to me.
With wins over Bergen Catholic 31-7, St. Joe's Regional 44-35, and St. Peter's Prep 35-26, Sims and I have them at number one.
Yes.
And now it gets interesting.
It does, for
at
sure.
At number two.
Yeah.
Is there a number two?
Honestly,
say something,
from
Sims.
2 to 10, I made so many switches. I didn't know. There's a few interesting picks here. All right, so my number two team, just out of respect for what they did last week and what they've done this season so far, I put St. Anthony's at number two. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I know.
But what about the loss to St. Joe's? Tied at 49, 8 minutes left. They give up 2 touchdowns. They give up one. The other
yeah,
one was like a backdoor touchdown.
And I really thought about that. One, that was not like a loss where, like, I feel like they could have very easily won that football game.
Did you put Joe's at two because you don't believe in St. Peter's Prep?
No, I never put Joe's at two.
I'm sorry, St. Anthony's at two.
Yes.
Because you didn't believe
correct.
In St. Peter's.
I do not believe in St.
Peter's. I have St. Peter's at two.
I believe
a soft
in St. Peter's Prep, but I also just, like, I have a few issues with them, too. Like, they just, I just need to see a little bit more like grittiness from that team and a little bit more toughness. Now, they showed that a little bit against Bosco. They scratched and clawed and got back in the game. They showed it against St. Joe's. But I think more in the St. Joe's game, like, I don't want to say luck, but, man, the ball bounced their way a few different times. And that's where I kind of get like, I think St. Joe's really should have won that football game. Bosco, they fought. They played hard. I think the better team won in that game. I would be interested to see what happens if they actually did see each other later in the playoffs, but I still think Bosco is the better football team. So, yeah, I have a little bit of trouble just buying into St. Peter's stock right
now
at the moment.
So you have St. Anthony's at 2. St. Peter's prep as a soft 2. Okay. By the way, we're getting texts from Fooch saying this isn't Monahan's idea. It's his idea. What a baby.
Whatever, Fooch. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Go back to bed with your feet pajamas. Yeah. At number 3, Sims.
At number 3, I have the toughest – team of my ranking system, which moved multiple places every time I did the ranking. Yeah. I at one time had them at 6.
Yeah.
I had one time had them
Sims,
at
you're
2.
Into this today.
I love this concept because it's fun. It's Bergen Catholic.
Oh, way too high, Sims.
I know.
Way too high.
But, like, see, it's like one of the things, again, too, where it's like, until they lose again, I have to kind of keep them up there because I do believe in their defense and some of the playmakers they have there. Now, their offense, I can't lie. It's borderline atrocious, and it bothers me to watch it because it's just, one, I hate the 2-quarterback system. Really bothers me, right? Just make a decision and go with it, right? I don't care whose feelings it hurts at this point. And there's just no balance on offense. It's so, like, stuck in a time warp. They need to open it up and throw it a little bit. When they did it against Bosco, they actually had some success. And then they went back to, like, let's line up in super tight formations.
So you can give away what you saw when you called the game that day.
Yeah,
31.
No.
They were manhandled.
But, again, they were manhandled by what I think is the best team in the state.
And all right, so we differ dramatically at 2 and 3. I have St. Peter's. You have St. Anthony's. You have Bergen. Now, I don't know if this is the P.T. Barnum in me,
right,
but at number 3, and they have not played a good schedule at all.
Who is this?
Stepanek.
Really?
Yes. Now, it could be
couldn't put them there.
Because they're scheduled.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing it to promote today's game at 1 o'clock on MSG.
No, and I agree with you. That's why I wanted to wait till today. Like, after today, this whole thing could be flipped upside down.
And that's what I said to Monahan.
Right.
Tell me, I don't know.
Which I like. I like that.
Stepanek at 3.
That's crazy. That's
great.
And I like Stepanek. Eddie Palumbo, you know, JT Kravinsky, you know, all those guys, like, they're Wayne Coleman, the defensive tackle, like, they're a talented football team. They match up very well against a lot of the New Jersey teams.
But they haven't
Will
played
Curt
a team
at quarterback
as offensively gifted
no,
as Iona.
No, they have not. Now, to their, you know, they dominated DePaul like Bergen Catholic dominated DePaul. So that is one of those where it's like, I can see why you have that. But I have to see more of them against these other two
teams. I'm admitting, part of it's the showmanship.
No doubt.
When
we get to later in my thing, you're going to see my showmanship too. But yeah.
At number 4, who do you have?
At number 4, I have Iona Prep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you have St. Anthony's
at number
at 2.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fair. Don't agree with it, but it's fair.
That's okay.
I have St. Joe's at 4.
Yeah, I know. St. Joe's.
Who
St.
are
St. Joe's
though?
And St. Peter's were my toughest ones.
Because who are
and
they?
And Bergen. And Bergen.
Like, on it, and you could say that about Bergen.
Yeah.
Who are they?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
at least
I think,
with Bergen, next week they go to Joe's. The week after, St. Peter's comes to them.
Yeah,
so, like
that
you said,
will
a week,
filter out.
100%.
You know, these next 3 weeks are big weeks. Today, too, obviously, with just Iona and Stepanek, that's going to be a huge one. And again, like, Stepanek matches up really, really well against Iona.
Oh, yeah.
They really do. Like, this is a tough matchup for Iona Prep.
Who do you have at?
Number 5 is St. Peter's.
You have St. Peter's at 5.
I have St. Peter's at number 5.
So it's funny.
Because I like a lot of the players that they have on their football team.
Yeah.
I don't always agree with how their team goes about their business yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that they're like, I think they need to find a little bit more of an identity.
Well, and I think the common denominator with all these
and
teams that lack identity,
yeah,
they have to find it defensively.
Totally agree with that. I think St. Peter's gives up way too much. St. Joe's gives up way too much. And that's the thing, too. Like, even Bosco in the beginning of the year gave up way too much. But now I see a little bit more of, like, with Jaden Brown being healthy, Jovan George, Jordan Thomas, Lamont Lester, Nick Severin, the other Severin at corner, like, there's a lot of good things to be positive about Bosco, and I think they're hitting their groove on both sides of the football. You know, whereas, like, St. Peter's, like, they have a lot of good players. Bonsu's a really good football player. But there's games, too, where it's like, where is he? I don't even see him on the field. And when you're that good of a football player, your coaching staff has to go out of your way to get him involved in the game. And there's too many games where I'm like, I don't see him for, like, 12 plays.
Who do you – real fast, let's rip through this. Who do you have at six?
At number six, I have St. Joe's Montville.
Okay, I have Iona Prep, who a week ago in my own fake poll,
was
they were at
one.
Who do you have at seven?
Number seven, I have Toms River North.
Good pick, Sims. Yeah. Micah Ford's one of the best players in the Tri-State.
Micah Ford is absolutely one of the best players in the Tri-State area. And honestly, I like them. I would love to see that matchup of them versus Bergen Catholic and Don Bosco and some of these other teams, because I actually do think they match up pretty well against
them. So your seven could play my seven, because that's where I have Bergen Catholic. I can't let go the 31-7.
No doubt. I get
eight, 9, 10, real fast. Go.
Stepanak is number eight.
Okay.
And then at nine, I have Wayne Valley.
Nice.
And number 10, I have Westwood. Yeah, I wanted to show some love to the public schools. Yeah.
I have Seton Hall Prep at eight. I have Pope John. People are forgetting about Pope John.
I know. I couldn't go all Catholic.
Okay,
please.
No, I did. Yeah. And then I have Del Barton at 10, at 2 and 3.
I mean, that's not like, I don't hate that. Yep. I don't hate that.
And you know who I have?
I mean, Del Barton's not even 500 yet, so I can't put
started
you in a top 10 if you're
started 0-3.
Below
that's
500.
Fair. Started 0-3, lost to Seton Hall, Bergen, and St. Peter's.
Which are like, yeah, listen, they
and
lost
I don't,
the great football teams.
Yeah. One team
teams.
I have on my taxi squad, Toms River North, and Kellenberg.
That is a good one. See, that's one I did not think of. That's a very sneaky one.
Devin Page is one of the better players.
He absolutely
quarterback
is.
In the Tri-State.
Yeah,
we will talk to Joe
Manucci
about Kellenberg in just a second.
That
and
was
we will
fun.
Talk to him. That was good, Sims. thank you, Tommy Monahan. Fooch, no credit whatsoever. when we come back, maybe the coach of the best offense in the Tri-State, Joe Manucci, will join us, the head ball coach for St. Anthony's, who's got weapons all over the place.
Meaningful play in this game. Torres back to pass, taking a shot. Look out here, Ian Strong, looking too easy. Strong, touchdown for the Friars. The Rutgers-bound captain, dangerous with a capital D.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Hey, football fans, it's not too late to sign up for Cover 5, a free-to-play pick'em game for season-long fun and compete against your friends, your rivals, and your favorite 98.7 ESPN hosts. Pick five games each week, and the best score against the spread wins $100. As a special promotion in Week 5, Cover 5 is giving you a chance to win 50,000 beans by picking the perfect score. Join 98.7 ESPN League with code
NY22! NY22!
To Cover 5 app. Well done, Sims. And Cover5.com for your chance to win 50K in Week 5. Visit ESPNNewYork.com for full contest rules. Harv, Jets Player of the Week, hit it! Up there in Dutchess County, the Rams of Carmel, the defending big boy public school champs in the Empire State, go to 4-0 last week as they rolled over Arlington 62-29. Sims, wait till you get a look at this junior wide receiver defensive end, Damian Santiago. The win streak goes to 20, since to Big D. He had four catches off the arm of Mike Rossigno for 129 yards, including a 55-yard touchdown. But from his defensive line position, he had a sack. He had an interception. He blocked a punt that he picked up and returned for a touchdown. Today, the Rams will win their 21st consecutive game as they host the Mounts of Mount Vernon at 1:30. And each week, the Jets high school football season, the Jets and Gatorade will honor the player of the week. The player receives a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name for the support of their high school football program. Congratulations, Damien. Congratulations, buddy.
Atta boy, Damien.
Now, we used to pick the player of the week, okay? We don't anymore. The Jets pick it. But if I was picking the player of the week from last week, and Damian had a terrific game, but how do you look past what Dante Torres did from St. Anthony's, taking on what would have been our number one team in the tri-state, Iona?
Yeah.
If we did a poll, they won 48-42. The senior quarterback, bound for Fordham, threw the ball 38 times. He completed 28 for 530 yards, four touchdowns, an interception at the end of the half where he just chucked it up, tried to make a play, 30 yards rushing with three touchdowns. He had a hand in all seven touchdowns, and they won the game 48-42. And now we are joined by their head coach, Joe Mannucci, as they get ready for a game with our buddy C.J. O'Neill and Cardinal Hayes at 3 o'clock up at the rooftop outside of Yankee Stadium. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you, Coach. When we checked in right before the show, you were out of breath. It sounds like it was pretty tough Peloton workout this morning.
Pre-game routine. Had to get it in.
Really? Now, for certain games, do you do more? For certain games, will you pump out more on the Peloton?
You know what? If I had a little bit more sleep last night and I wasn't watching that disaster of a Met game last night, I probably would have put a little bit more on the bike this morning.
There you go. Hey, for an old defensive lineman, what do you think about this Catholic Football League where they're scoring 40 and 50 points a game? How's that going for you?
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm not playing defensive line out there. These quarterbacks getting the ball out in less than 2 seconds, and I'm just running hash to hash. So I'm just happy I'm not out there right now.
I want to ask you, because you're a lot of teams aren't two platoon, but St. Anthony's traditionally has always been a two platoon team back to the legendary days of Richie Reichert. When you go in practice, what's it like in practice with your offense tonight right now that's clicking better than any offense in the tri-state? What are your practices like?
Certainly over the past couple of weeks, I think the offense has started to click and, really start moving the ball pretty fast and efficiently. So it's been tilted towards the offense for real. The defensive guy is going to get mad at me for saying that. especially when we have, Ian on that side and KJ with all the other guys. The reality is, so far, it's been tough for teams around the area to stop those guys. So I don't necessarily know that we're doing anything wrong right now. They're just really talented.
And Coach, just for our viewers out there, who
it's a radio show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Like Jimmy says, I'm a Don Bosco guy. Who is, that unsung hero on your football team that doesn't get that cred, obviously, that Mike and Jimmy and I, give to your football team? Who's that guy on your football team that, nobody maybe knows about, but you know how important he is to your football team?
Sure. I think Timmy Longo is definitely one of them who had a tremendous catch and run game last week. So he would be one on offense. And I think defensively is probably JoJo Chiaro, who's our middle linebacker, who's
right.
A smart kid, gets us lined up, just great kid. And, without him out there, I think some of our guys, would have a tough time, having that.
Joe, you're off to a 3-1 start this year, playing really exciting games, and we're joined by Joe Mannucci, the head football coach of St. Anthony's out on Long Island. But if you go back and look at your season last year, 6-4 easily could have been 9-1 in a period. You lost to Stepanak 40-36. You lost to Iona in the regular season 35-34, and then Iona in the semifinals 35-28 in overtime. How much of that played in the offseason? Did you talk a lot about last year, the ability to finish games?
It was definitely part of the offseason. Was we needed to learn to finish, and that kind of carried us through into the preseason in August. It was all about finishing, when we come to this year. And I think the mindset kind of shifted back to last year when we struggled to close the game out with St. Joe's, and I was just really proud of the guys and happy that they were able to overcome that hump, last weekend. And hopefully, that momentum and figuring it out how to make it happen and finish a football game, that carries us through here as we get through October and November.
And, you just said, too, that you guys kind of got over that hump, right, from a week ago. Spagnuolo and then they beat Don Bosco. That's like a little mini Super Bowl in the beginning of their season in September. What is the focus now for you as a coaching staff? you know, to keep your team invested throughout the season? You know, how do you go about that as a coach, knowing that, yeah, you just kind of got over that hump, you beat Iona, but now you have a lot of great opponents here to rest the rest of the season and ultimately the championship? What's the focus for you there?
I mean, defensively, it's pretty easy. You know, when Mike and I were talking yesterday, it's, you know, whoever's going to play, you know, better defense, you know, coming out here has got a good chance to win this whole thing. And certainly we're yet to do that. So it, the focus there is pretty easy to keep the kids focused and making sure that we're working to get better, you know, day in and day out and week in and week out. Offensively, you know, different story. You know, those guys are clicking on all cylinders right now. We just want to make sure that they continue to fly around and practice and work hard. And, you know, understand that we still got a long ways to go. And, you know, last week was great. You know, we got a tough opponent, you know, had a tough place to play today with Cardinal Hayes. So we just got to keep the momentum rolling. And, you know, the reality, this might be crazy, but, you know, we've been putting up a lot of points on offense. I don't think we've played anywhere near to our potential right now. So I think
it's
kind of limitless.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Well, hopefully CJ is not listening today. Ian Strong, Matt has said it. I think you started saying it, Matt, in week three. He's the best player that you've seen this year. Joe, when did you know Ian Strong, your 6'4", two-way sensation, bound for Rutgers, when did you know he'd be as good as he is? Because, Joe, I'm going to tell you this right now. Coaches in New Jersey are very territorial. I've gotten texts the last couple of weeks that Ian Strong is the best player in the tri-state from New Jersey coaches.
Well, that's good to hear, and maybe Ian's not listening yet, so he can keep his ego in check for another couple
He's
weeks.
He's still sleeping.
Yeah, no doubt he's still sleeping. You know what? You know, these kids, this senior group went through that crazy world of COVID, so the first time I really had a chance to see Ian on the football field wasn't until we played his sophomore year in spring, you know, in 2020. So, or 2021, I guess it was. And yeah, as soon as he was out there, the way he could move, his ball skills, you know, his hips, his feet, and just for as long as he was, for him to be able to put his feet in the ground as fast as he could and change direction, we knew we had something special. So I would say that's where it started, and he's just continued to work and get better. And, you know, this is what we've been waiting for him. And I think he's, again, with in terms of talent, he's not even close to where he could be right now either, and it's going to be special here the next couple weeks.
And then, Coach, for, you know, Dante Torres, obviously his performance this season, you know, did you know that he was just going to light it up this season like he has? I mean, he had a good year last year. I mean, no doubt. But this year he's been, you know, almost like Mahomes-like-esque, you know, as far as his performances and the statistics he's putting up. You know, is he someone to you, was he undervalued or, you know, did nobody see this coming or just, you know, his recruiting process of going to Fordham, which is a great opportunity.
Kevin Decker, the offensive coordinator at Fordham, saw it.
Yeah, he saw it, you know, but like, you know, is it surprising to you that he kind of fell through the cracks, so to speak, in that situation?
Yeah, definitely surprising, you know, that people, you know, didn't see who he was and what he could be. You know, I think internally we knew, you know, what Dante's ability was. He's got the height. He's got the arm strength. He's got, you know, tremendous accuracy. So we were excited for him, you know, to see what he could do this senior year. Obviously, he's got a talented group around him, you know, Pat, Ian, and KJ. You know, Nick Matos and Timmy Longo and Jaden Jenkins. Those guys are pretty special as well. So I don't necessarily know that yet. This is what we expected to be flying high this early in the season, but we knew the potential was there. And he's just doing a tremendous job. He gets the ball out so fast, and I think it's a credit to our offensive line that they've really done a great job all year long, and he's confident in the pocket behind those guys.
Coach, I know you haven't played him in the regular season, but you did scrimmage Kellenberg. How good is this 5-0 Kellenberg team?
Big and physical. Devin Page, I heard you guys talking about him earlier. He's a talented quarterback. He's going to do you know, great things here to close out this season. Sean Cannon over there, I think he's playing both ways. He's a tremendous receiver, DB. So they're good. They're good. They're gonna be tough to play, you know, through October here. It's gonna be interesting to see how everything falls out with our league.
Well, if Joe Mannucci and the Friars meet him, it'll only be in the playoffs. They do not play Kellenberg down the stretch. So, Coach, good luck today against CJ and Cardinal Hayes up on the rooftop at 3:00. And we will see you. Just so you know, we have switched out of the DePaul at Don Bosco game on October 28th on MSG Network. We will now do your game at Stepanak, October 28th, Friday night, under the light. So we're excited to do that and see a wonderful game. And I know you'll probably be sneaking a little bit on the bus ride up to the Bronx on MSG Go today. between Iona Prep and Stepanak at 1 o'clock. So good luck today, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
All right, pal. Awesome. I'll tell you what, he was a great offensive lineman. Now, Ian Strong, you think, is going to be a pro.
Yeah.
I know it. I know it's harder for you to say that than
like,
me.
You know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he has all
the attributes of what a pro looks like in high school.
Yes, correct. Usually, pros in high school are, you know, the quarterback position's a little different, but at a skill position or at a lineman position, you know, like Chase Bisontas, you know, and Ian Strong. Like I see those two football players, and I'm like, yeah. The odds are somewhat in their favor if things go well for them at the next level, that they will get at least an opportunity because there's just so many unpredictable things.
I just want to go back to Kellenberg real fast before we go to the break.
Please.
Eric Meese, the head coach in his first year, replaced the legend Kevin Hanifin. Kevin Hanifin was part of one of the great sports moments in the history of sport. You know what it was?
No, tell me.
He was one of my playing partners when I eagled from 198 feet out.
Such a nerd.
No.
You're such
a nerd.
I had to
get it. No, but Kev's a great guy, and they have a great program. But Meese's done a wonderful job. We talked about Paige going to Penn. You know, it's funny. I watched some more tape on him this morning. He's known more as a runner than a thrower.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I love the way he snaps the ball.
Well, and the thing is,
it's
too,
a different type release.
You know, that's where I kind of I disagree with people who evaluate the position too at the high school level. You know, of course, in high school, it's easier for some of these guys who are just better athletes to just take off and run and to run past these dudes. You know, so you don't really it doesn't go through his reads. All right, you know, listen, we just saw Russell Wilson not go through his reads the other day. So it happens at the
you're
position
bringing up
of
that
quarterback.
Game?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it happens for quarterbacks no matter what level you're on. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you really just got to look at, like, the makeup of the kid, you know, his frame. Do you think he matches up well against other athletes in your division, your league, whatever it is? And he's a football player. That's really what it comes down to. Is he a football player? And he is.
Coach mentioned Sean Cannon.
Yeah.
Unbelievable on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Ethan Cumming, the running back.
Yeah, and that was a great pick by you because I really – overlook them, and I shouldn't be overlooking them in the top 10. They are a team that probably should be.
I will be picking their game coming up in just a little bit. Join
watch
ESPN.
Them win it all, too.
We're going to get to Cavallo after this break. We're just running out of time, so I'm going to do to him what he did to me last week. Join ESPN New York at the Ultimate Jets Tailgate, located in Lot G before the Jets take on Miami, with all your favorite 98.7 ESPN hosts. You know what? I got to call our buddy Marty Lyons, who listens to the show every week. I got to call Marty because maybe we could get him out to Lot G.
Yeah.
You know.
Or he could call in.
he probably would. He loves you, Sims. He likes Cavallo a lot, too. Oh, he saw Monty the other day.
Oh, my God.
He ran into Monty.
We got to go to break.
We'll have tailgate
Shout
games, prize giveaways, and live music from Randy Zoo. The Ultimate ESPN New York Jets Tailgate is brought to you by Guinness, Pepsi, and 98.7 ESPN. We'll come back, do a little rip around, get Cavallo in and out as fast as we can, and then picks right after that on the Jets High School Football Report, powered by Gatorade.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. Now back to the Jets High School Football Hour. Here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Hey, Sims, remember this. MSG's got another weekend of high school football. Tune in today at 1 as Iona Prep, the 3-2 Gales, take on 5-0 Stepanak. That's starting today, 1 p.m. You will be on the call with our buddy Jimmy Cavallo, who will join us in just a second. Okay, people are upset. You knew it would happen, Sims. Read me some of the tweets.
Yeah, so JL Realist says, where's Erasmus Hall?
They're in Brooklyn. Where is
Canarsie? No love for the PSAL. We have more Power 5 and FBF kids than the rest of the tri-state. Can beat any of those Catholic schools mentioned. You know, listen, I saw Erasmus Hall earlier this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, you can have more Power 5 kids and FBS kids than anyone else in the country. I just didn't see a very complete team at the time that we watched them.
Well, let's just shut down the Canarsie talk right away, okay? Because next week on MSG, I think it's 2, we will have Canarsie at Curtis.
Right.
So right now, pecking order PSAL would be Erasmus, who's only played 3 games.
Right.
Okay, 1-2. And when you have 17 penalties for 180 yards, I have trouble overlooking that. So obviously, I can't look past that.
Now, wait, we're not – we appreciate the fact that you're getting involved in the conversation.
No, you know, I love
fans,
it.
And we love it.
But we're going to fight back, Sims.
We're going to fight back. We're going to defend our case. You know, Erasmus, totally talented. I totally agree with you. Canarsie, I need to see more of them. I can't really evaluate them from what I've seen. Because when I did see them, they underperformed or were, you know, underwhelming in the situation where I saw them play. Now, Erasmus, pretty talented. Really, really sloppy football play. You know, and I don't know. I don't think that you match up as well as you think against some of these other teams, you know, that we discussed.
We'll see next week out there at Curtis High School.
Yeah, we will.
Staten Island.
We will. But we appreciate the tweet. Thank you, JL Realist.
And how about this?
At least he's a fan that's is getting involved with us. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Do you remember Brian Panker?
No.
Yes, you do.
How?
Darius Wilson used to throw to him all the time at Iona Prep.
Oh, my God, yes.
So the Pank man just hit us with Iona Prep 35, Stepanak 28. So now he's making predictions. He's one of my favorite Iona Prep players of all time.
35-28,
35-28. Right. Now, it's funny. He must be listening to me when I'm thinking early in the morning, putting my things together, because I'll get into that a little bit. Is Cavallo on the line, Harv? All right, let's take him and get rid of him. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jimmy.
First of all, you referred to me as Alfred on Twitter today. All right, I get it. You know, but don't forget, Alfred was Bruce Wayne's tireless server, his butler. But also remember, behind every hero lies his main man. Okay.
Oh boy.
That's all I want to say. And by the way, Sims. By the way, if you ever, you know, when you go see like David Copperfield and he makes an elephant disappear on stage, and
that's
they go,
right.
"How did that happen?" That's exactly what people think of when they think of Mike Quick having an eagle on the golf course. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Smoked
have
it,
you,
Jim.
Have you ever seen the swing?
Smoked it. Again, it doesn't matter how it gets done. It just gets done.
You put it in from 100 feet
real fast,
out.
I just want to mention, Rutgers lost that game last night. They were up 13-0 at the half, lost 14-13. You know, when you block a punt early in the game and you know you're going to struggle offensively, when you have a ball first and goal on the nine and you got 3 points out of that, you didn't get a touchdown, to me, that's when the game ended right there. I knew that would come back to get him. It did. And then two crucial personal foul penalties down the stretch. And that's a tough loss for Rutgers in front of a really, really good crowd. Now, when you talk about crowds, we've been going to the Iona Prep Stepanak games for years. I truly believe with the weather today, the magnitude of the two teams, this will be the largest crowd ever. So when you guys were up visiting with both schools this week, did you ask that question, Jim, what's the largest crowd ever to see a Stepanak Iona Prep game? Did that come up in your prep work?
No, that's Sims, as you usually have to ask about the crowd, so that didn't come up.
No.
You didn't ask about the crowd.
No. And this is my first Iona Step game, so I'm very I've never seen it in person.
Oh, it's so funny because in 2019, your dad and I went to the game.
That's correct.
And he was blown. He's like, I had no idea.
Yeah, I've never been there in person.
Oh,
so
it's
I'm
really
great.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, they play a good brand of football over here. My God.
Is that your southern voice,
that's
Jimmy?
Awful.
I don't know. I don't have a Kentucky accent in my repertoire. I got to work on that.
I don't think they have an accent either.
I bet your dad will be watching that game today.
Yeah, definitely.
No question. Yeah. Jim, biggest point, because I got to do a rip around, which you blew off last week. Biggest point that you see today, what's the one thing going into the game where you're like, wow, can't wait to watch that?
I mean, it's the Stepanak defense. I mean, Stepanak defense, you know, listen, if you're going to throw out the lowest test score, they gave up 28 points week one to Christ the King. Since then, they've given up one touchdown. You know, I mean, they give up, you know, one score to Farrell, zero touchdowns to DePaul, Chaminade, Moore Catholic. Now, I know DePaul, Chaminade, Moore Catholic is not a Johnny Shepherd, okay? But that's the question that lies in this whole league this year. Which one of these defenses is going to stop giving up five or six touchdowns in these games?
No doubt.
I mean, like, you know, and listen, Stepanak has all the makings. You know, John DeMarco has been running that defense for 19 years. You know, the game within the game, baby, is DeMarco's defense against Joe Spagnuolo's offense. I mean, it's cut and dry today, kid, in White Plains.
And weren't they in each other's weddings?
Listen, these guys are sort of, you know, tied at the hip in life. And football, they might not be as close as they were after Spagnuolo leaves in 2015. But you know, Sids, you're a Jersey guy. You know, when guys coach together and then they coach against each other, it's never going to be the same until they retire and start going to banquets and golf outings and stuff like that. It'll be back. But listen, they're still very good friends. And this is the first time Stepanak will play Iona Prep as the defending champ since when? 2009? But Spags has had a good time against them. Don't remember. Stepanek hasn't beaten Iona Prep since Joe Spadnol left 2015, since 2018 when they split. Since then, 2019, 20, and 21, it's been all Iona Prep. Joe Spagnuolo is 5-2 versus the Crusaders.
Save some stuff for the game. Got to go. Here we go. We'll see you in a little bit. Rip around real fast. Want to give you one game. Sims, how about this game last night for Nathaniel Griffin? It was awful. It was awful. Give me a little music there. North Babylon out there in Suffolk County won 41-0 against Coppé. Just an awful game. 11 carries, 228 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Terrible. Why, may you ask? Because last week he carried the ball 38 times for 489 yards and 7 touchdowns in a 75-49, again, no
You're
defense,
sick, Mike.
Victory against Smithtown West. The old record, Davian Quinlan, 2015, 485 yards, playing for Robbie Shaver out there at Plain Edge High School. When we come back, 4 picks, including Iona Prep Stepanek. We'll do it on the Jets High School Football Report, powered by Gatorade.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. You see how I'm changing my voice, Sims, for drama? The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Sloman's, low-price home heating oil and 24-hour service. Call 1-866-OIL-DEAL right now to see how much you can save this winter on home oil with Sloman's. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. And, of course, the High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Hit it, Harv! I struggled last week, Sims.
Yeah.
I wasn't focused down there in Aruba. I had 2 picks. I lost them both.
Too many
pina
coladas there,
I thought Iona Prep would win. They lost. I thought Immaculata would win. How about Pope John? 48-6.
That was a really impressive win. And, yeah, you're right. Pope John is just one of those sneaky football teams right now. And I'm responding to somebody on Twitter right now as we speak saying that just Pope John has a ton of really good – I mean, Sean Lyon at linebacker.
He's terrific.
You know, Justin Fontana, another underrated outside linebacker. Sir Parrish Jones, you know, Chris Dietrich at quarterback. And even Tyreek Hill, the running back. I mean,
see what he did against Immaculata last week?
A lot of good football players. He's been doing that versus everybody this year. And he's only a sophomore.
Sims, you didn't pick a game last week, so you didn't lose. I'm 7-7 on the season now.
Undefeated.
Hit it. Here we go. MSG 1 p.m. Sims Cavallo behind the mic in front of an Iona Prep at Stepanak game. It has the makings of pageantry. Wait till you get there, buddy. It's going to be awesome. I know you can't pick it, but the Iona Prep offense is better now than the Stepanak offense. But this is the day that Will Curry steps up. He's waiting for that showcase game. It's not against DePaul. Okay, DePaul is not what I thought they would. DeVukaj, the receiver, as good as anybody in the tri-state. The defense, Big K, Coleman, Jimenez, terrific. Their varsity defense has not allowed a touchdown this year. Not a touchdown.
Yeah.
Not the one Farrell got at the end of the game with 2 minutes left. The varsity defense has not allowed a touchdown.
Yeah.
But. A Johnny Shepherd is special. Iona Prep, as Cavallo said, has owned Stepanek since Spag went over there. Not today! Defense finally wins the game!
You're unbelievable.
Stepanek beats Iona Prep. All right, Sims, 2 minutes left. Sunday, Mitchell Field, 1:30, 5-0 Holy Trinity versus 5-0 Kellenberg. We talked about Kellenberg. Do you believe in Holy Trinity?
Man, Holy Trinity has a lot of really good football players, but I am going with Kellenberg today.
We will find out how good Kellenberg is because they start tomorrow against Trinity. Then they go Stepanek, Iona, Monsignor Farrell. The kid Cannon is terrific. We go on and on about Page. Reader, the running back, who's really good, has to control the ball running the football today. They will keep the ball away from Page and Kellenberg, but not enough. I like the Thunderbirds of Kellenberg. Pope John at Del Barton. Pope John Lantech team, Del Barton Lantech team, into this game because these picks are built by the Lantech group. 1 p.m. Who do you like, Sims?
Man, this is a really difficult pick for me. I'm going with Pope John.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I think Robbie Russo is going to go wild today for Del Barton. Brian Bowers, terrific coach. I think they've turned it around after that tough start to the season. Today at 2 in Garden City, Lantech School, 4-0 Trojans against 4-0 Meppam. The last time Meppam beat Garden City, Amos Zaraway was the running back. And you don't even know him, Sims. Played in the league, played at West Virginia. Who do you like? I'll just give you this. Meppam scoring the most and allowing the least per game.
I guess I'm just going to go with history, right? I'm going to go with Garden City.
You're good, Sims. Yeah. They've won 22 in a row. I'm going with Meppam.
Oh!
Because Conference 2 needs somebody other than Garden City to step up, so it's kind of a wish pick, but
right.
I think it's going
like
to be
this.
Fun.
We
the
need
picks
this.
Of the week built by the Lantech Group, the leader in design, construction, maintenance of athletic fields and facilities throughout the East Coast, specializing in synthetic turf, natural grass, concrete, fencing, and more. Visit them at thelantechgroup.com. Great. I'll see you up there in White Plains. Going to be
Toodles.
Fun. 1 p.m. MSG, Iona, Stepanak. Watch it!